Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Why?
Why do you
kids crazy?
No, I was gonna say because the gang's all here.
The
four of us all in the same space. This is a rarity this time of year. Good to see you, Chew. Haven't seen you in a bit.
Yeah.
I'd say hello to Gabe, but I saw him yesterday.
Are full moons real? Do you have a different? I know with kids when they go bonkers, you always wonder if there's a full moon. Is there?
Saying...
Do adults do something?
Okay,
where
that's better. Are full moons real? Was a real.
Worried about werewolves, like ruining your Thanksgiving dinner?
No, does
like,
your mood
what do we
change? I mean, it's all based on the tides, I know.
People who work in medical 24-hour emergency rooms,
yeah,
and people who are involved with the police and fire departments all say,
swear by it,
things happen weird during a full moon. They can often relate things going strangely or being out of the sorts. Now, is that confirmation bias of a sort? Maybe. But it's repeated over and over again.
Okay, fair.
I think it probably affects some people more than others, right? The full moon effect.
Yeah.
I have no idea when the last full moon is going to be. The only time I know if it's a full moon, if I happen to be driving at night and go, oh, look, this is a full moon.
And then sometimes it's like, is it full? Is there a little piece missing there inside? I can't quite tell.
Then you try to take your iPhone camera and take a picture of it. It turns out all blurry. You sit there and try to mess with the exposure. Yeah, that's always a fool's
errand.
Well,
I came up with the theory that we shouldn't be measured in age by years. It should all be by moons. Remember that, Gabe?
I remember that.
You know?
I've tried to forget it.
No,
but unfortunately, yes, do remember this theory of yours that, oh yeah, I'm 672 moons.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
But also, don't the moons sort of coincide with the years in some way?
Yeah.
Aren't there a certain number of full moons every year anyway? So we're basically
that'd
just multiplying.
Yes.
Like
probably.
You just think it would sound cooler to be 672 versus... What are you now? 56.
Yeah.
Don't look a day over 51, pal.
Depressing because Coach turned 31 today.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Coach.
31. I mean, really?
And by the way, what a season they are having.
Oh. Undefeated,
I saw the bracket the other day, and I was like, number one seed for the coach's squad.
Very excited.
Gets to kick it up this weekend, right? They got a bye.
They have a bye, and the nice thing is... If they make it, national championship game is in Nashville instead of Frisco, Texas.
Amazing.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, Chewy's son is a coach at North Dakota State.
Yeah.
Undefeated regular season, those playoffs start this week, but they have a bye.
Yeah. Not coming home Thanksgiving. It's going to be a little cold up there, too, huh? It's like, when's it getting cold here?
Wait a minute. Are you talking about North Dakota?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's cold there like 9 months out of the year.
Yeah. Are we getting cold here, though? I heard it's...
Not today. 50 today.
Really?
Get outside, gang.
Golfing?
We might. Our course up at Wisconsin Club, they put up a winter course now with big cups.
Oh.
So they got like a little 12-hole, like little cross-country course.
12-hole?
Yeah, 12-hole cross-country course. So you're just kind of hitting to different hole, you know, to from one, you know, different than it normally is set up. So I might go up there and do that today.
That'd be fun. You could also go to the range, right? And just hit some balls at the driving range as well.
They got to find the right spots, though. Like, our driving range would be closed.
Oh.
That's been closed for a while at the club, but places are going to be open.
The rest of us plebeians could go hit off mats into a field.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Just bring your own bucket of balls. Before we get to the Packers today, as we will continue previewing their matchup against the Lions, we'll talk to Jason Wilde. Chewy's got power rankings in the second hour of the show. I told you guys when I walked into the studio, I dropped my egg sandwich on the floor of the parking structure walking in. Now, this is not a fancy egg sandwich. Sorry, Josh. Didn't mean to ruin your morning
like that.
Well,
I know where this is going.
Well, because, yeah, and, exactly. You know,
and you mentioned where it was, and that's a horrific place.
I just want to give you the ingredients first and foremost so we know what we're dealing with here.
We already have the ingredients. Egg sandwich and floor of the parking. Not floor of your car. Not floor of your kitchen. Heck, not even floor of this studio. No, it was the... And by the way, I'm pretty sure when it's outside, we don't call it the floor. I'm pretty sure we call that ground.
We do call it the ground.
Yeah, but it's an English muffin.
It's an English muffin.
So it's nothing like it's like, hearing so to the English. It'd be different if it was a piece of white bread.
Yeah, you're then, right. The absorption level, absolutely.
Wait. It's got an exterior tough shell.
It has a shell.
It's like a tortoise. Yeah. You're right, Chu. There is some element of that.
But whatever you got to tell
peel it like an egg.
It's got scrambled eggs, and it's got some cheese. It's got some butter on an English muffin. And I was walking in, I'm carrying the plate, I got my bag, I got my keys, I got my water bottle, and as I hit the door, I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden, whoop, hit the ground. And unfortunately, it did open up, okay? So it didn't just stay closed. It's not just English muffin meeting the ground. It...
All right, I got a question. Why don't you eat it in your car? Why do you bring it all the way in here? Because now it's cold.
It doesn't bother me.
Really?
The temperature doesn't bother me at all. It's more of I'm on the phone with y'all in the car. Or
I can't eat cold eggs.
Doing...
That's disgusting.
Yeah, cold eggs is not great.
So bad.
Well, is it worse than cold eggs with asphalt?
I'll take dirty egg over.
Cold warm egg versus
yeah, absolutely
sanitary cold egg?
Yes.
It's disgusting. So again, the question becomes, how hungry am I this morning?
Well, again, I don't even know why we're playing this game. We all know the end game here. You're going to eat the sandwich. But if you weren't going to eat the sandwich, guess what you would have done? The thing that most normal people would have done once that sandwich touched the... Again, I know you understand you're calling it the floor to make yourself feel better, but it touched the ground where hundreds of people walk every day, where people smoke their cigarettes and flip their butts after they're done smoking said cigarettes. You decided that you were going to eat that the second you picked it up off the ground.
You've walked past now how many... garbage cans into the building?
At least three.
Okay.
At least
so the fact it hasn't met one tells me the outcome.
It just depends on how hungry I get, you guys. I don't know
it
if
doesn't.
Those
no.
I don't know if those are pepper flakes or ground flakes at this point.
That just goes super heat. Is you there a microwave here?
Yeah, just microwave there.
Super heated
nuke
up.
Nuke it?
That's it's going to sterilize
you have brake
whatever
dust.
Filth
that's
is
what
on
that
there.
Is. That's brake dust on your sandwich. I mean, That is I can't even put into words.
I think the
it's just the visuals that are going through my head
does better than any words you could have come up with.
Josh is over here dry heaving at the thought of me eating my floor
someone
sandwich.
Someone walking their dog and all of a sudden stepping in some slop and then walking
in
the
when you walk past the front door, there's like leaking stuff every no.
Yeah, you're fine.
I mean, at this point, we're not betting whether or not she eats it. We're setting when
how
she eats
bites?
It.
No,
I'll
I'm setting
half.
On how many diseases does she contract from.
Oh, so this is like when Chewy had the had the works pizza and couldn't come to work the next day.
Just how ill will Jen get?
What type of diseases do you think I'm going to catch? Just like rotavirus or something.
Listeria.
Like that. I got to tell you, though. Yesterday, I was like, do I feel a thing coming on? Do I feel a cold coming on? And I went over to my medicine cabinet and just started pounding vitamin C. Do you guys do that? Do you guys just go
that's
over and just like,
late.
Yeah,
I
but
know.
The problem
too
is
late.
It's too late.
But
I used to do that and then
psychologically,
yeah.
I know.
It feels like it works. Sick.
Yeah.
Right? This is all psychologically. Yeah,
until you
my wife's a big airborne person the day of the flight. I'm like, it's like hydrating. Ooh. God, we're playing in 90 degrees. I better drink something right before the
game. I've got a marathon today.
Yeah.
Maybe this little mini Gatorade will help me get through.
It doesn't quite work that way.
800-990-3776. Ryan from Iguanago weighing in on the Carbless Talk and Text line. He said somebody definitely pee-pee there, too.
Always a chance.
Yes.
Always a chance.
Yes. Yep. If you know about what happens in a lot of parking garages across the nation.
Uromycetosis poisoning.
I mean... hepatitis. There's all sorts of things.
Yeah.
James weighing in saying, when it hit the ground, did the eggs touch the ground or just the muffin? If it's the muffin, go. If eggs hit the ground, don't.
So did you make this before you came here today?
Yes, this morning. I was making breakfast. Right. I make breakfast for the kids every morning. And so sometimes, if I remember, I also make breakfast for myself. And this was one of those mornings where I was like, oh, I'll throw an English muffin in. I got some extra eggs. Throw them on a sandwich, so and here we are.
I feel like this has been, now this is the first time you've dropped it outside, but it's not the first time that the sandwich has gone off the plate in some place where you would prefer it not to
well,
go.
Well, I also tell you guys, like when it's sitting on the center console right between me and I take a turn real wide,
yeah,
and it flies across yes. the car. And I'm like, oh, there goes my sandwich.
At what point will you realize the plate's not the way to go and just wrap it in some tinfoil? And then bring it in that way. Because then, again, if you drop it in the tin
safe.
Foil,
yep.
you're fine. Yep. No matter where you're dropping it, it's fine. It's protected. It has the layer of foil.
I feel like today might be the day. I feel like, you know, some people have to learn lessons the hard way. And I think...
Shout out to Jordan Love.
I think here we are.
Like, so, will you guys share a fork with your significant other or no?
Yes.
You will?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids?
Yeah.
Kids are disgusting,
I mean, I'll
though.
Share it with, like, a friend. I don't
what?
Care. If somebody's like, hey, you want... A try a bite
no.
of this, and they hand me their fork, eating it right off
no,
the fork.
No, I can't.
Well, I don't know that I would share with y'all. I don't know that I'm forking.
I'm offended because that was a hard no.
Yes.
A hard no that you're... I will not share a fork with you, yet here you are debating
yeah.
whether or not you're going to eat the sandwich you dropped on the ground of a disgusting parking
you're
garage.
You're out here licking the rims of cars as you eat yeah. your egg sandwich and going, my goodness, I would never share a drink with those gross people. I mean.
I'm offended.
No,
I brush my teeth.
I wouldn't use mine either. Yeah.
If Gabe had a cocktail he got at a someplace and said, hey, you want to try this? Right off the glass.
Oh,
don't
well,
care.
I think I might do that because, again, with the alcohol, it kills most of the germs.
Not how it works.
I mean, I guess whatever you got to tell yourself.
It seems
I guess
like
what I'm saying is, if anybody has some vodka they want to sprinkle on my sandwich over here.
No, what this whole debate is, you trying to figure out how you can justify me eating that. You're looking for us to give you an excuse. Which
or
way?
The okay.
Yeah.
And the only person giving her the okay is Chewy, which is giving her more trepidation.
Yes.
Not me. You. You're saying, here is your ally in this.
Yes.
Are you sure you want to continue down this path? And I'm saying, again, depends on how grumbly my tumbly gets this morning.
So what?
On
over
Gen
under 8:30. Over under 8:30, Josh.
Oh, it's the next break. She's going to look at it. I'm not going to put the stream away. I'm just going to be locked in on her solo cam as she shamefully eats break dust and urine particles.
And eggs. Don't forget about the eggs.
Yes.
I'm sure there's still eggs
somewhere in there.
Oh, good grief. Lots of reaction rolling in on the YouTube stream this morning. Hepatitis in an egg salad sandwich form. Why does Jen bring breakfast in on a plate? Does she not know what Tupperware is?
I almost lost that one.
really good meal this morning.
I also like how you're saying lesson learned despite your sandwiches regularly hitting the floor of your car. Like, it seems like you need 8 lessons for it to
but
stick.
But this,
this
might
point.
Be the breaking point, is what I'm saying.
It's finally gotten to the point where it's disgusting enough where she actually might not eat
you
it.
You could
even
just wrap it
is.
In paper towel.
You could do that too.
Certainly could. Certainly could. Someone says, does Jen end up with dysentery like on the Oregon
yes.
Trail? 10-1 odds.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
Potawatomi has right now. 10-1 dysentery.
Yeah,
6-1 hepatitis. Oh, God, you guys are making me feel self-conscious about the egg sandwich, which is probably a good thing. You guys are actually my friends. We got Jason Wilde coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Stick around. Packers-Lions preview ahead.
Stranger Things fans, you can fuel up for one last adventure right now at Piggly Wiggly. Your favorite Stranger Things Surfer Boy frozen pizza, just $5.99 through the 30th. Comes out later this week, season 5, part 1. So why not load up the freezer with some great Stranger Things Surfer Boy pizzas before season 5's drop later this week. Stock up and save on Stranger Things Surfer Boy frozen pizza and get ready for that final adventure at Piggly Wiggly.
Ready, down, put.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that This guy's on the field. He changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Jason Wilde is brought to you by Lakeland Supply. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. Set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com. Exterior Pros. Ready to tackle your home improvement project? Exterior Pros and Baths is giving $3,000 off roofing, siding, windows, or bath remodels this month. Visit extpros.com. Also brought to you by Century Foods. Change your grocery game plan to locally owned Century Foods, home of the best meat, freshest produce, and tastiest treats.
Great to catch up with our friend and teammate Jason Wilde about the green and gold. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm great, everybody. How are you?
I'm good. Not going to eat the floor sandwich, though, most likely. Guys still have a bet out on it. I dropped my egg sandwich on the floor this morning.
On the where?
I know. I keep saying floor, but it's the parking garage, so it's the ground.
Yeah, that's not the floor.
Yeah,
I would consider the floor sandwich. I'm not considering the parking garage ground sandwich.
Well,
no, thank you.
We also discussed that it's an English muffin sandwich, and it would be one thing if just the English muffin part hit the ground, but the egg part hit the ground, and that's when...
You're using the word we really liberally here. I don't know if we thought that, Jen, or if
Chewy
you
and I did. Chewy
thought
said
that.
Just dust it off
yeah,
of the English muffin.
It's got a shell.
Jason, yeah, exactly, a hard candy shell.
Wait, is it it's homemade, so it was not in any sort of wrapper?
That's correct. I just had it on a paper plate.
You carried a paper plate your
yeah.
sandwich?
Yeah. Of course, again, as we've indicated, that was not the best vessel for the sandwich.
You think? Shocked by the outcome of this story. All right, sorry.
How could this have possibly happened?
Yeah, I'm bothered by how fascinated I am by this story.
Well, we just spent 15 minutes on it, Jason, so...
So did you trip?
It just had a lot of stuff in my hands. I had a water bottle. I had my bag. I was fumbling for my keys to hit, the boop the door and just drop the sandwich. And
boop
again,
the door.
Had it just been the English muffin that hit the ground, I might have been like, give it a little, dust it off.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It opened up and the egg hit the ground. So
yeah,
again,
you're cooked. Yeah, it's all open.
I think it's a no go. And speaking of
Chewy ate it?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm thinking about it. Well, Jason, football players are disgusting. Some of the things that we do, it's just gross. So grossness doesn't really bother me.
No,
that's true.
The coldness of the eggs would bother Chewy more than...
Cold eggs are gross to me.
Than anything else that happened to that sandwich.
Yeah.
Jason, speaking of no-go, are we going to see Jaden Reed out on the field this week?
I don't think so, but I can't say that with 100% certainty. I don't think... one limited Friday practice where you caught some balls and ran some routes and then a couple of jog throughs are really conducive for bringing him back. I kind of thought Chicago was the target all along, but it's not out of the realm of possibility, right? And certainly when you play the Lions, there is a kind of all hands on deck mentality, but yeah. They have erred mostly, not entirely, right, with Brandon McManus and some of the other decisions they've made. Even though Doc McKenzie's not the head honcho of the medical staff now, and he's segueing into retirement, they have still erred on the McKenzie level of caution most of the time, and this would certainly go against that. I mean, he just hasn't had... enough. And I remember doing a story during my time at ESPN.com where it was the second time Rodgers broke his collarbone and Charles Woodson offered the most important piece of advice I've ever heard for someone coming back from a collarbone. He said, in order to make sure you're ready to play, what you need to do is fall out of bed. I was like, what? It's like, yeah, you got to fall out of bed. You fall out of bed, land on the floor, you feel good, you're ready to go. I said, did you do that? He's like, yeah, of course I did. I'm like, is a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
What a ridiculous question. Why are you asking me this?
Right. Right, exactly. Well, and what a ridiculous concept. That's why, Charles. Like, so if Jayden Reed is ready in terms of running routes and all that kind of stuff, great. But, like, they have not even, like, he still has to collide with people. And I know he can do that in the Hudson Center and you know, they can put some pads on Flea or something. But I think he probably needs a padded practice next week, not that they tackle to the ground or anything, but just to kind of knock the rust off, quite literally. So I would be surprised, but I would not rule it out.
Hold on, Jason. I have a question for you. I don't understand the falling out of bed concept. Is it that
you get used to getting hit?
So you fall out of bed, and if it doesn't hurt, you're good. But if you fall out of bed and it hurts, you shouldn't play.
Yeah, I don't. Again, Charles is one of the top five most cool customers I've ever met. Like, you're instantly both elevated by being, you know, kind of the rising tide lifts all boats. You feel cooler when you're around him, but at the same time, you know, oh my God, I could never, ever, 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 ever be this cool. So it was a little bit hard to say, like, and I think the conversation was actually on Wilde and Tausch, if I remember correctly. It was like the second year that we had the show and we had him on. And when he said this, I was just like, what?
Yeah.
So you're doing this? He's like, Jason, yeah, I definitely did it.
Jason,
okay, well,
the closest thing I did to that is I made JT, who was my roommate, sleep with the window open the night before the NFC Championship game against Carolina, where it was minus 20 degrees. He was so pissed at me.
You're trying to acclimate?
But it got us ready. He was so mad.
Psycho.
Calling for extra blankets. Jason, how close to this is a must win if the next five, and think whatever you want about the Bears, is Lions, Bears, Broncos, Bears, Ravens?
I don't know if this is a must win, but if you want to win the division, it's really, really important, right? I mean, you already got these guys once, right? You're playing on the road. It's Thanksgiving, which they've had, like, I think, and I don't have the stats in front of me, so I'd have to ask Joshy, but I think they've been pretty bad for the last, like, decade. Now, obviously, they were bad for part of that decade, but they've, even when they've been good, they've lost Thanksgiving games at a surprising rate for the team that gets to host them every year. But look, you're on the road. You are obviously also playing on a short week, although not as short of a week as the Lions because of the Lions playing almost an extra quarter of football. But I think it's a game that you really, really, really want to win, obviously. And if you do, it really helps your chances of winning the division, because I'm sorry, I don't believe in the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. And you know, maybe I'll be proven wrong when they come to Lambeau on December 7th. And then when we go to Chicago on, what is it, the 20th of, it's a Saturday game. But as of right now, they've beaten a bunch of backup quarterbacks. I think they hired the right coach. I think he's going to make that quarterback good. I don't know if that's actually occurred or if this is a little paper tigery, this record that they have. But look, these are still the bullies on the block. Until they're dethroned, the Lions are the NFC North creme de la creme. And you go in there and beat them on Thanksgiving when they're the only game in town. Why is it at noon? I used to like the 11:30 thing. It was unique.
Yeah, we asked Shefty about that last week. He didn't have an answer for us either.
Okay. And you didn't discuss it on Gabe Night on national radio?
Did not, no. Did not.
Okay. Is that what we're calling it now?
That's what Jason's calling it.
That's what I've decided, yes. I think it's perfect. Yes, exactly. I can't wait till I would hate to lose him on our team, but when he's full-time, I think he should demand that. My point is that, no, it's not a must-win. They can still win the division and lose this game,
mm-hmm.
but I do think it's really important that they win the division and get a home game in the playoffs. So that this would go a long way toward that.
Jason, is Anthony Belton going to be the guy at right guard moving forward? Or is that just, hey, we think he's playing better, so he's going to get all the snaps this past week in their win against the Vikings?
Yeah. So did you, you're a very busy guy. I don't assume people listen to our show. Did you happen to catch our show yesterday at all?
I was in and out. I did not. If you talked about Anthony Belton, I did not catch that conversation.
Okay, and this is not. This is not. Oh, I talked about this. I needed to bring this up because I was ridiculed and misquoted, mispresented
by Tausch. I could never imagine happening.
I know you're shocked. Like someone dropping their egg sandwich on the floor of the parking garage. You're stunned. But I would. So my suggestion was, yeah, that's great. They did this, you know, kind of heavy run game approach, right?
Yep.
And LaFleur knew what he was doing, so he kept him in there. Because I think Jordan Morgan has shown that run blocking is not his forte at this point. So Tausch was asking me if I thought the same question you just asked.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't know, because I think they got to throw the ball a ton more to, even as good as the Packers defense has been, I think they're going to have to score some points to win this game. I don't think 23 is going to be enough. And so I said, maybe Jordan Morgan is the better pass protector in that equation. So I don't think it's a slam dunk that you have Belton, you know, after the way they deployed him on Sunday. And Tausch turned that into me suggesting that they should have a guard who comes in when they're running the ball and a guard. And I'm like, wait. That's not what I said, but he thinks I'm a visionary now. So I'm gonna.
No, you can't do that. But you can't do that, Jason, because that just
obviously
tells you
not.
Like yes. Unless it's like
Thank
third,
you, Gabe.
Unless it's third and Thank seven you. Or something, right? Like, okay, then everybody knows you're passing it anyway. So who cares who the right guard is?
This isn't even football 101. This is the test you take before to get into the football class.
Yeah, like this is. Like, we literally have this conversation about the tight ends now because they don't have Tucker Kraft anymore, who can do it all. Someone compared to Chewy once upon a time and was 100% right. They've got a guy that, well, theoretically, he didn't catch the ball very well either. But they've got a guy that really doesn't block very well and runs routes and sometimes catches passes. And then they got two other dudes that have more of the blocking gene. But you can't just say, okay, we're going to pass every time Luke Musgrave is on the field. So, yeah, he was trying to make me look dumb, which he largely succeeded. But, yeah, no, I don't think that it's a slam dunk that Anthony Belton goes the whole route at guard. I don't think that. I am curious. We got LaFleur late this afternoon. I am curious what he says about that.
Why do they believe in this rotation so much? Because obviously this isn't the first year. So this isn't the first time they've done this. They've rotated left tackle. They rotated right guard last year until Morgan got hurt, and then Sean Ryan eventually took over. I'm not aware of any other team doing this. Why do they think that this is the way to go? Especially when you always talk about... Because we always talk about, and you hear Tausch talk about it. You hear Blaga talk about it on with Homer when he does Green Bay Game Day. Like, the continuity of the five guys that constantly play is a big deal, and it seems like they're disrupting that by constantly rotating at guard.
Are they disrupting that, or are they throwing off the defensive line so they can't get a bead on who's playing at that specific position?
Can't imagine Aiden Hutchinson gives a rip who's lining up at right guard.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I'm with you. I don't understand it. You know, their argument is, you know, it gets guys' feet wet, and they have then if there's a situation where that guy has to play now, he hasn't just ridden the bench all season. Because, to your point, most coaches that aren't crazy don't do this, right? I mean, and then when Bruce Wilkerson has to play, Bruce Wilkerson has to play, and he doesn't rely on having rotated in during the 1996 season. Rather, he relies on when he first goes in there for the first time, hey, I've played in this league a long time. But oops, they don't have a lot of guys that have played in the league a really long time that have that kind of experience to lean on. So it is a unusual concept. I agree with you. I don't understand it. I agree with you. They continue to do it, and I don't agree with them.
Jason, before we let you go, is there anything the Packers can take from the 27-13 win over the Lions in week one? Is there anything that they did there that you think they should try to replicate? Is there anything, or are the team's too different now. You know, they're not going to catch the Lions by surprise. Because I look at the box score from that game, and it doesn't feel, even with the cast of characters that they have at their disposal now, it doesn't feel like it would be that difficult to duplicate some of those stat lines.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think obviously the Lions have changed some, right? I mean, now they've got Dan Campbell calling the plays. He's, I think, two of their three games with him calling the plays. They've been really explosive offensively, and then the game in the middle, they weren't. I think the most important thing that they have from that first game, and it's going to sound stupid, I understand that, is that they won. Because last year, the Lions got them twice, right? And the year before that, what did they do? They split, right? They won on Thanksgiving in
Correct.
Detroit, right? And then the year before that, in Rodgers' final game at Lambeau, they have nothing to play for and they beat him. And so I do think from a kind of a psyche perspective, you know, not ding dong, the wicked witch is dead, but like they got after the bullies and like, and I don't always agree with Homer, obviously, but like Homer for that game and then the Washington game 4 days later, he gives the incorrect, based on the scoreboard, final score of those games. And he's right, because it wasn't that close. Like, they got that Tesla touchdown, which was a sick catch, by the way.
Oh, it was.
To make it 27-13, but that game was 27-6, right? Like,
yeah.
That's what it was. And so they not only beat them, but they throttled them. So I think that's one of the things. Now, that doesn't win the game for you on Thursday, but I do think that there's value in that. As far as how much, you know, they can repurpose from that, you know, again, I think the biggest thing is they can't let, and this is going to be brilliant analysis that people love when I come on your program, they can't let Jahmyr Gibbs get loose,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, hey, thanks, Jason. He had a 69-yard game-winning touchdown run, and he had like 237 rushing yards. But like, there, to me, that's the matchup that if I am a Packers fan, I am nervous about, because even on Sunday, you know, Aaron Jones and Jordan Mason early on, they were kind of cooking running the football, and so I that has been the one kind of Achilles heel of late. For not in every game, but like three of the last four games now, where you're kind of like, oh, they're a little susceptible here. So to me, that's the biggest thing. And then obviously, they got to, I am amazed. And again, it pains me because Tausch was the one who likes to say that he observed this first, and he's right 100%. But like, you get Jared Goff off the spot, and he's just completely out of sorts. So they have to, they've got Micah Parsons. He chased them down at the end of that first game. They need their other guys to have pressure too. But if you can get after Jared Goff, he just feels like it's almost like that's it takes away whatever superpowers he might have.
Well, I think the one thing Detroit learned, Jason, is you better give Penei Sewell some help because he was horrible in that
right.
game.
And,
he
and,
was terrible in that game.
No, Chewy, I don't think they learned that lesson. They should keep him
so?
On that island.
Yeah.
Make sure he's going one-on-one as much as possible. Prove that he is worth the money you paid him at right tackle.
We'll see.
That's what I think they should do, but maybe I'm biased.
Great point by both of you. I have nothing to add to that.
Thank you very much.
Jason, we certainly appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. Have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
A blizzard of $300,000 in prizes is rolling into Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It is Arctic action. If you want in, there's three steps. Earn entries with your reward card December 1st through the 18th. Show up for the Thursday drawings and be ready for a chance to win from a weekly prize board. As a bonus, there will be a jackpot drawing for all the leftover prizes. Wrap up your year with Arctic action only at Pottawatomie. More information is available online. Must be 21 years old and a rewards member to play.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You want more physical harm beset upon people who are trying to earn a living.
I want winners. If someone has to die in order for us to win, then that's the price you pay.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Let me tell you about our good friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm just the latest to trust Gina Della and her team at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When it comes to your home, that's the smart play. Trusting Gina Della and that team at Pella. This month, score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to the incredible defense played by Pella Windows, stopping the drafts. So do what we've done here at ESPN Wisconsin. Trust them and don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today, PellaWI.com.
We just talked to Jason Wilde about this, but I want to get Chewy's take as well. When you were playing Chew, how much could you lean on a game plan against a team earlier in the season? So we mentioned the 27-13 win over the Lions in week one. I told you guys during the break what the key stats were. Jordan Love, 16 of 22, 188 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Josh Jacobs, 19 carries, 66 yards. Again, famously, Emmanuel Wilson was the first guy to go up over 100 this season for the Green Bay Packers. Can you duplicate that sort of offensive production against the Lions this week to any modicum of success? Or do you throw out what you did the week one and just go with a new game plan when you face them this Thursday?
No, that'd probably be the first film that we would watch, and probably watch last year's film as well. What you don't want to do is have any tells. So if you did it in the first week and the play was successful, you want to do it, but you do it out of a different formation or personnel grouping. I mean, because teams are not going to change. If you're a cover three team or you're a heavy man team, you're not changing what you do. Now, there may be wrinkles, because they're going to do the same thing. They're going to be like, oh, we showed blitz here when they went the trips, motion. We brought this guy, so let's do it a different way. But it is a chess match. But that is the most important film you're going to watch. You know, and then you'll watch, it's typically we'll watch that game, maybe some of last year, and then their three last games. You're always watching the three last games as a rule, generally.
I think it's got to be a little bit different, because you mentioned the two touchdown passes Jordan Love threw. You know who he threw them to?
Tucker?
Guessing somebody who's not on the field this week.
Tucker Kraft and Jaden Reed.
Yeah.
Two guys who probably won't be on the field this week. And over on the other side, Sam LaPorta was their leading receiver. He's not going to be on the field for Detroit. They're just so different. And I doubt the Packers are going to hold them to 46 yards on 22 carries. I think the Lions are running the ball a lot better. Packers have not been stopping the run as of late. As Jason mentioned, even in the first half, the Vikings were able to run the football. And then finally, because of that turnover on the muffed punt, the Packers were able to get a double-digit lead. They were able to extend that to, you know, a two-score lead, and the Vikings started throwing the ball a little bit more, kind of had to abandon the run because the Packers kept expanding that lead. The Lions are going to run the football. Because that's you talked about, and I joked about leaving Penei Sewell on an island. As much flack as we gave Jerry Jones for, oh, we got to stop the run. Mike is not good at stopping the run. Well, Mike is fine at stopping the run. But one way to negate Micah Parsons and how good he can be is run the ball effectively. Because Micah Parsons wrecks game plans by getting after quarterbacks, not making, you know, tackles for a loss in the backfield or 2 yard gains.
And he wrecked that. I mean, even though he was on a pitch count, because that was the first game of the year.
That was the first game of the year.
He was still disruptive as ever.
He was the reason that the interception happened, because he was beat disruptive. Sewell inside.
So they're going to have an answer for that. They're going to give him help. And once again, you know, Rashawn Gary goes another week without a sack. So now it's four. So they're going to be conservative. I'm saying Detroit, make sure Parsons is taken care of and attack him that way. I wanted to ask him about Keyshawn. Because stingers are weird. You know, stingers can linger.
Well, but there was no availability yesterday. Yeah. So the first they would find out about Keyshawn is today when Matt LaFleur talks,
they
right?
do have to do that projected.
Yeah, they have to.
Injury put out report.
And I believe he was a DMP for that.
So, I mean, I'd be a little concerned if he's out.
Like you said, every stinger's different. Stingers can be weird.
Yes.
Quay Walker missed this last game with a stinger. And that was a full week in between.
Yeah.
Having a short week, any time that you can't finish the game with an injury and you have the short week, I can't imagine you're going to be able to make it back in time. That's just a rule of thumb. You kind of pick up, but
so you guys don't think it's a
Keyshawn Nixon is out. That's a good question. Yeah. We'll get to that in 1 second. If Keyshawn Nixon is out, and we have talked about the depth at the in the defensive back, and we talk about the run game, Does that feel like it's going to be tough for the Green Bay Packers? Because, you know, I pulled numbers for Jahmyr Gibbs in that week one matchup. 22 carries, 46 yards. As you said, Gabe, you don't think, or was that for the whole team? That was for the whole team,
actually. That was the whole team, yeah. So he then had nine carries for 19 yards.
And then I looked at Jahmyr Gibbs' numbers for the last three games, and you guys mentioned it against the Giants. 15 carries, 219 yards, which is sort of like the outlier, right? That's the one that's like different than all the others. But 12 carries for 39 yards, 15 carries for 142 yards. Those are the last three games for Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah, he's an explosive back who's really starting to take off and be the feature guy there. That's what they want to do. You have to stop that first before they start, okay, now we have to throw the ball with Jared Goff. That's what they want to do. They want to establish Jahmyr Gibbs. And that's what they've done two of the three games with Dan Campbell as the play caller. Like, Dan Campbell wants to feature Jahmyr Gibbs more than he wants to, oh, we got to split back, split carries because we have David Montgomery back there too. At least seemingly, that's what they've done the last three games.
So to your question, Chu, is it a must win? There's still time. There's still time in the division. And you can still make the playoffs without winning the division. But if you want to win the division, then yes, this is a must-win game.
I think you can go 5-1 in the division. You lose this game, you have to beat...
You're saying this is the only loss, though.
Yeah, but then you would have to beat the Bears twice and the Vikings. So you'd have to win the rest of your divisional games. But if you go 5-1 in the division, you split with the Lions, I think you're still going to be in a really good spot.
So that's for the focus, is just win the division?
Yeah.
Number one seed is...
I think number one seed's probably out the door already because you have the tie and... The three losses, you're probably going to lose again down the stretch. I'm guessing that the Rams, if they finish, 13-4, you're just not going to be able to catch that.
That'd be my guess for the team that's in the best spot to win.
Yeah, because I took a
peek. Win the league. Good grief. To win the NFC, to have the best record in the NFC. Yeah. Good Lord.
But, I mean, winning the division gets you,
gets you home field.
It could get you the two seed.
Yeah.
Which but is still going to be very valuable. You get back-to-back home games.
I took a peek at the Bears schedule, and it's tough. I mean, they got the Eagle at the Eagles, which I would think
didn't
is going to be
a
loss.
Didn't we say it's one of the toughest remaining in the NFC?
No, it's tough. They got Eagles at Eagles. I would think that's a loss. Packers at home should be a loss. They got Browns, and then Packers again, and then 49ers, Lions.
Yeah, the Browns game.
So they're going to wake up eventually. This is between Green Bay and Detroit. I see. I mean, the Bears are going to lose probably four, at least three down the road. So this is.
I mean, the Lions schedule's no picnic either.
No,
because they have the Packers and they have the Cowboys, Rams, Steelers, Vikings, Bears.
Nor is the Packers.
No,
because the Ravens are going to be playing for their.
I mean, all three of those teams
and the Broncos.
Yeah. So,
Broncos on the road too.
But right now, to me, they feel like home playoff win playoffs and then lose. Unless this offense gets going, because it's just still like.
To me, the offense is dealing with injuries. Offensive line, pass catchers, obviously Tucker Kraft being out for the year. Like, to me, that's a big reason. Josh Jacobs dealing with his injury. That's a big reason to me why they haven't been able to hit a rhythm, why they haven't been able to consistently move the ball downfield. But if you start getting those bodies back and it's still clunky, then I'm going to throw up the red flag.
But what's
then
crazy
I'm going to panic.
To me, is we're going into week 12 and we still haven't figured out the O line. What the hell's going?
That rotation, man. It's just
I don't get it.
Pick one
and roll with it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, again, I felt the same way about the kicker, and they refused to do that. So they just like to go and be able to hedge options whenever they can on that roster.
I mean, there's
so
still time for it to all come together, but we're getting to that point where. All right, come on.
But to your point about a must-win, Chu, it does feel like a win this week, a win on Thursday against the Lions, would certainly help with momentum going forward. And this idea that even if we have all of these injuries, we can overcome them, we can beat a team in our division, and put ourselves in a good spot.
And while that schedule is tough the rest of the way, getting a win early in the remaining six games, again, kind of gives you that momentum.
I agree.
Take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Recovery is just as important as training, and that's why my infrared sauna from Good Health Saunas has become a game changer for me. The deep heat helps loosen tight muscles, ease soreness, and improve flexibility so I can bounce back fast. Whether it's after a workout or just a long day on my feet, I feel stronger, more relaxed, and ready for whatever is next. If you want to see how Good Health Saunas can help you, go check out their showroom. They've got one in Waukesha, or you can visit goodhealthsaunas.com/Jen. That's goodhealthsaunas.com/Jen.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I thought Salvation Army. That they hear their name when it's non-scheduled, that's what they want to hear.
I could hear Ashley laughing in the background.
Am I right or wrong?
He's not wrong. Hey, he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
He is wrong.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Fellas, listen up. If you're getting ready to take that next step in life and propose, you already know what I'm going to say. Chew and I want you to go to the Jewelry Center. We've gotten to know Dean, the Dancing Machine, over the years, and he has assembled an unbelievable team. Whether you stop in Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington, they're always going to point you in the right direction. Whether you have an idea of what you want to get, whether you don't, bring in some things from our Pinterest board, and they're always going to make sure that dream ring becomes a reality. Whether it's a naturally mined diamond, lab-grown diamond, the Jewelry Center has you covered. Stop in Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. Or take a look online at shoptjc.com.
This is one of those things you're going to have to explain to me like I am five. Joshy, you shared a story with us this morning, and I got to say, I still don't believe that this actually happened. What happened?
There was one of the local oil delivery companies, which people have old heating systems where you have oil delivered to heat your home. What happened was they accidentally went to the wrong house that still had the hookup to add oil. The problem is they did not have the tank for the oil in the house. Okay. So the oil company released approximately 300 gallons directly into these people's basement.
Oh my gosh. 300 gallons of oil?
Yes.
Heating oil, yes. Yes.
Yeah. That's how they heat on the East Coast. We
yeah, so
one.
This was... This
we
is,
had a huge tank happened, in our basement.
This happened in Boston.
Oh, it did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Good for them.
Some of the more rural houses, like in Wisconsin, also have a heating option of oil.
Chewy, just take a look at this video here that Joshy sent us of the oil just hanging out on the floor of this family's basement.
Okay.
So I assume the oil company is to blame here. They very much made the mistake of going to the wrong house that didn't have an oil tank attached to, I'm guessing, the spigot that was on the outside of the house or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah, to my understanding is a lot of houses still have them despite them changing to the new. So I believe it was supposed to be for one of their neighbors. They got the wrong house. Much like Chewy, remember?
Do they own a pool cleaning company too?
Someone cleaned your pool who wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah.
This is a little different. I don't think they're going to use this company's services. Yeah. You know, the way that Chewy.
Yeah.
You know, they were trying to entice Chewy to use the pool cleaning service.
So yeah, I mean, now it's a hazmat situation because that's like it's all over their stuff. It's all over the basement. They have to do all the cleanup, probably the removal of all the things that are ruined, and these people's house now is soaked in oil.
Yeah, happy holidays to you, huh? Oh, my goodness.
Well, yeah, I mean, they get displaced. You can't be living there. You got to get out of there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You guys wonder why it's red? Don't you think oil is dark?
Why is it red? Do you know why it's red?
Yeah.
I would believe it's dyed for a specific reason to see if there's leaks.
Because
right.
it's
do you
specifically...
Do you actually
no.
know, or is this one where you're, like, making it up as you go and have about
let me tell you why.
46%
how
of the information?
Because there is ag diesel. Which they put a color in it because a guy I know used to go to his buddy who's the farmer and pay him a discounted rate to get the ag diesel put in his truck because he's tighter than two coats of paint. And if you get pulled over, then you get in big trouble.
Yeah, it's added to legally
distinguish. Do we know who I'm talking about?
Yes. I
mean, when you say tighter than two coats of paint,
yes.
it gives it away. For anybody who may have paid attention to this program over the years.
Yeah.
So money is involved, is what you're basically saying. Josh, yeah. what'd you find?
It is legally to distinguish it from on-road diesel, because it, apparently it's just the same thing like Chewy said.
Yes. Yeah.
Chewy!
I just have a wealth of useless knowledge.
You're telling me that somebody used to steal the heating oil and put it in their truck?
No, not the heating oil, the diesel.
And put it in their home.
And
no,
put it
in
their
truck.
But they're the same thing.
When farmers buy diesel, they get it at a discounted rate.
Uh-huh.
So, and then they put a color in it to
distinguish it for tax purposes. We
figured
that out, yes, so that you know that it's supposed to be that.
So then somebody went to the farmer to fill up their truck with the ag diesel.
Yes.
Were you was the person, sorry, surprised that it was red?
Oh no, he knew. He knew. He bartered well though. Got it down like I think $1.20 a gallon and 3 dozen ears of corn. I think that was a deal. Pretty good deal.
If you do say so yourself.
Yeah. He's a beaut.
I don't know if you want that much corn from this person.
No.
Can you sue the oil company if they do that?
Is there if they don't clean it up.
Well,
I have
even
to
if
imagine
they clean
even
it up,
after
can you?
The cleanup. Because there's displacement and how would it affect like your normal life? The oil company is going to do everything they can to try and make sure litigation doesn't happen.
Well,
because dumping 300 gallons into my basement makes it pretty easy.
Jen, take a bite of your little sandwich there because I guarantee there's probably some motor oil in there.
just a little diesel. Just a hint.
Were you doing like salt bath?
Just seasoned it, you know, just a taste.
For those who may have missed the start of the show, I dropped my egg sandwich in the parking structure this morning as I was walking in. We debated, minimally, not a lot of debate, whether or not I should still eat the egg sandwich. It is still sitting there. I think that the jury is out. I think we're going to just leave the egg sandwich alone this morning. But you notice I've been pounding the water like crazy trying to fill my belly up because, again, the hungrier I get, the more appetizing that egg sandwich with floor on it is going to taste.
Did half of it? So did both ends, because you said it split open. Both ends of the egg were down?
No, only one, which makes it worse because I don't know which one it was.
See, if you knew which one it was, I feel like
you
would eat
the
other half.
Open face sandwich, I know, but no.
Also, I have an important correction. 300 gallons was wrong. It's closer to 400. 385.
Oh, 395 gallons.
You're doing the oil company a favor by rounding down.
Yeah. Big oil.
That's a lot of kitty litter.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's how you get the oil up. Oh, yeah.
Got to soak it up.
Got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Hour two rolling around right after this.
Boost culture with captivating corporate events like appreciation parties, brand activations, and more. The creative team at Events by Design truly enjoys the work that they do, which is why we love working with Events by Design. They've done big things like the Buck Soiree. They've done little things like just, again, adding to our golf outing by having walk-up music for everybody that came to the 14th hole this past summer. So whether it's something as big as a corporate soiree, something as small as just, you know, just adding a little bit to that event, that's what Events by Design can do. They can help you no matter the event. For 25 years, Events by Design has helped companies execute successful events or attain top talent by investing in your culture today. Just search online, Events by Design. They design, you party.